Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show on a Friday edition. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, myself, Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch in with you. Getting right to it. We're going to hear from John Hammond coming up momentarily here, the Orlando Magic general manager, former Bucks general manager, the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Sparky, as the Bucks are going to visit the Magic coming up here tomorrow night. Big, big game for the Bucks as they've continued to just impress all year long.
Yeah, clearly the best team, best record in the NBA right now at this point. And you get an Orlando Magic team in Orlando. Obviously, outside looking in, you expect the Bucks to roll the Magic, right? I mean, I don't think you look at that game and are fearful as a Bucks fan by any point. And if John Hammond's on hold and listening to me, that's okay. I think he realizes the same thing at this point. Because Orlando's in a situation where the Bucks were when John was here was they're trying to find their star guys to kind of build around and build toward something in the Eastern Conference. And now John has to figure out how to get that Grand Slam draft pick, Gary, in Giannis. That's the next big thing he's got to do.
Well, yeah. I mean, Orlando's rebuilding, and so they're going through that process. And so when you do that, you know, all that stuff is sometimes it's not exact science. But I think if you are an NBA fan or if you follow the NBA, if you can get in maybe the top five pick, maybe you can get a nice player that can, you know, make your future as bright as it should be. I think that's what you're looking for. In NFL is the same way. I think after you get out of that top five, it in some years it could be a crapshoot, and you're just trying to get the best player available that would fit your team. And you look at the Giannis situation, I mean, he wasn't a top five pick. And so, I mean, John went out and did a good job. They did their homework. And really, it was a process where Giannis wasn't ready to go when he was first drafted. So it was a process of maybe 4 to 5 years before he became the Greek freak. And so, I mean, sometimes you hit on guys like that, and sometimes you don't.
And now we have John Hammond, general manager of the Orlando Magic, formerly of the Milwaukee Bucks, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. John, appreciate the time for the Wendy's Big Show today. How are you?
Doing great. Always good to be with you guys. Thanks.
All right, man. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Milwaukee before we get to what's going on with your team in Orlando. I know when you guys drafted Giannis, you guys knew that you were swinging for the fences, and you pretty much said it. Look, you can't hit a home run if you don't swing for one. And I would have to imagine that in your wildest dreams, you may not have thought it was going to get to this level with Giannis.
No, you know, Giannis was the 15th pick in the draft. You know, if you thought something different, you would probably have been trying to move up to do anything in the world to get to one because it would have been worth it, correct?
No doubt about it. Yep.
Yeah, so you know, look, thought that we were getting a guy with, you know, potentially great upside and, you know, had a great feel for the game and great vision and an amazing length and these big giant hands. And you go, kind of go through the checklist of why you thought maybe he could be this, but it's come to fruition. And it's come to fruition because of him and his hard work, and he wants it. He wants it so badly.
That's the thing, John. When you went over there and you talked to him and you scouted him in Greece, did you realize or have a feel for the work ethic he was going to have when he got here, or was that something that even surprised you guys a little bit?
No, I think once again, you don't know who somebody is until you live with them. And you know, people said all the right things about him, and he had that demeanor about him, but you don't know until you actually have a chance to be with the person on a day to day basis.
John, when you go over and look at him, was it you, or how does all that come to be, and then you guys come together and go, yeah, I think that's what we want?
I've told the story before. It was, you know, Jeff Weltman walked into my office and said, hey, there's a young kid in Greece right now that's playing really well. We should go see him. And we did. So obviously saw what we liked and had a chance, opportunity to draft him. And great opportunity for the Milwaukee Bucks organization.
So you and Jeff, I'm just, and I know if you told it before, but you know, we've got a lot of new listeners now, John, since you left. I don't know, we're a really big deal now. I don't know if you know that. but so you and Jeff then go over there together. You sit down and you watch him. And what do you guys say to one another?
Well, look, I mean, you know, this is what we do. You know, this is what I've done my entire life, is going to gyms and evaluate players. And I always say, you know, you can walk. It's not hard. It's not really hard to walk in the gym and go, oh, this guy's going to be good, right? It's the guys that are down the line a little bit, that kind of like the in-between player, maybe in-between size guy. Maybe there's some part of a game that's lacking that you maybe have to go out in a stretch and really kind of over-evaluate and continue to evaluate. But, you know, a guy like Giannis, you walk in the gym, say, this guy's got great upside. And there it is. And that's the draft today. I mean, look at the draft that, you know, I don't know, you guys could look over the last 5 years in particular that, you know, how many guys drafted are, you know, 19, 20 years old. That's kind of where it is. It's young players, and we're all, for the most part, all drafting on upside. Very seldom are those, you know, guys drafted in the top lottery type range, top 15 type players. Are those guys, you know, 4-year college players? It just doesn't happen in this day and age. Everyone's going on upside.
Talking with Orlando Magic General Manager John Hammond here on the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Obviously, another big piece to the puzzle here. He has the opportunity to opt out after this year if he so chooses. Is Chris Middleton. You, of course, get him in the Brandon Jennings trade, and you've talked about that before, where that was literally the only other player on the Pistons roster that would work in that trade in order to get that deal done. And he comes over here and ends up being the biggest piece of all three pieces involved in that trade. What kind of upside were you expecting in him, and has he lived up to it?
Oh, my gosh. Tremendous, you know. And Chris, you know, once again, you're always just like hoping the best for great guys. And Chris Middleton is such a great man, and what he's accomplishing right now, couldn't be any happier for him. But, you know, that trade, you look and see, you know, Chris was drafted in the second round because he had an injury.
Right.
And you talk about like, you know, that trade today, and he's like, out of the three players, he's having the most success. Well, you know, Brandon Knight has had an injury that's really set him back, and Brandon Jennings had a pretty difficult injury that set him back with his Achilles. So, you know, if those guys all remained healthy, and that's, you know, good fortune for Chris is that he had his injury early on, has stayed healthy, and you know, that was a great gift. Grit, you know, sometimes, you know, I think in any business that you have, I read, you know, Mark Lastry had an interesting article I thought the other day in the Athletic, and you know, he made the comment about, like, you know, you have to work hard, you have to be smart, but how much luck is such a factor in it, you know? And the luck of Chris Middleton in that trade was just another great opportunity for the Milwaukee Bucks organization.
You flying around on private jets like Lazary? No, I didn't think so. Hey, I got to say this. So you get over to Orlando, you and Jeff Weltman, and start running things. That first draft, we were on the draft show doing our thing like we do every year, and I'm just like, this is Jonathan Isaac. I'm telling you, I was calling it for 2 weeks that was your pick, was Jonathan Isaac. And he's like, how do you know? I'm like, he's just exactly what John's looking for. It's another one of those players that has everything that you look for but has huge upside to him, and now he's getting some regular run with you guys.
Yeah, Jonathan has a chance to be a really special player. You know, you look at him right now, he has an immediate great feel for the game defensively. And sometimes that takes experience and time on the court to be able to, like, get what he has. But he came in that with that natural part in his game, inherited that ability to be able to defend. And offensively, if his woes today are in any on the offensive end and any on the defensive end, probably 80% of it is because of his lack of strength right now. He just has to get stronger. He's just 21 years old. And, you know, you let Jonathan Isaac all of a sudden pop up to 225, 230, it's going to be a completely different player, and that's going to happen. We just have to have a little patience, and he's working at it, and he's doing everything he can. But, you know, we're playing him now, and he's got a chance to be, I think, he's another guy, special, special man, and has a chance to be a very good player in this league.
I want to pop back over again to the Bucks, and what he's not really here anymore, but about Jabari Parker. And you're talking about going and finding players and getting players, and but you can never forecast injuries. Do you think the injuries really had a big part, really, in Jabari's development in the NBA?
Of course. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, I know you guys need to be. I have to be a little careful in talking about other
sure.
teams' players. So
yeah.
I'm assuming the league won't have me making any kind of Giannis comment about the former team. But of course. I mean, injuries. As an athlete and in careers and things that, we always talk about. Maybe the greatest asset in the NBA. For a team is availability.
Correct.
Having players available. And obviously for the player, even more so.
Yeah.
You have to be available. If you're not available, then how in the heck can you survive?
I want to go back. I'm going to go back to Orlando, what we were talking about. So we were talking about Jonathan Isaac. When you were here, your philosophy always was you wanted long guys that could play above the rim. And the way this league has kind of gone now, it's become all about shooters, the Leroy Butler philosophy in life. Do you still have the same philosophy when building that team with the way the NBA has changed over the last couple of years?
No. I mean, I think you always, you walk into the gym, and the first thing you do anytime you walk into a gym is say, who can shoot? Who's the best shooter? Because the ball has to go into the basket. And then, man, if you ever get a guy with, length and can play above the rim and can shoot, you got an all-star. You got a maybe MVP type guy. So I think that you always want shooters. I think size is still a part of this game today. Length is an important part of this game today. And but man, to be able to shoot the ball is of utmost importance.
Bradley Center, obviously coming down, your first chance to be a general manager with this organization, those first games, that Fear the Deer year, all of that stuff mm-hmm. happened at that arena. Your memories, your thoughts on what happened there?
Yeah, good facility. I mean, but it was time. It was time, and Milwaukee has a new arena right now. It's a great basketball facility, and so I mean, I know a lot of great memories for a lot of people over the years in Milwaukee, and I can just say I enjoyed going to work there every day.
Let me ask you this: you had some say in the planning of this new arena, right? As far as the practice facility, the arena, and all of that stuff. How did it turn out in your mind now that you've had a chance to see it?
Well, look, I'm one of those guys. It's kind of like the same thing, when we've moved, too many times, right? And when we move, I always my wife is the one who says, hey, this is a great home for us. And then when we get into the home, she's the one that decorates and makes it look really nice and makes it feel like home. And I love it, right? So I'm kind of the same way. When it came to the new arena, hey, let's make it really nice. And I know we're going to love it. So that's, to be honest with you, Spark, I didn't have a whole lot of say in that. But I know they're both really great facilities.
Well, John, I wanted to let you know that the barbershop is right now giving you a standing ovation, mainly for Giannis, but mainly for something that may shock you. They're thanking you for leaving the breadcrumbs for John Horst to be the new GM. I mean, when they were looking for GM prospects, everybody was looking for, big names, as they probably should. But I'm a big Horst fan. I liked what he's done since you've left. The Bucks have been very good. And I just don't think he get enough credit. And I don't know if GMs want a lot of credit, but yeah, I don't think he gets enough credit.
He doesn't. But, that's kind of what happens, when you have, right now, if you say Giannis is a top five player in the league, top two player in the league, whatever he is, when that happens, sometimes, people don't get the credit because it's all because of this one guy. And, we all know better than that. It's not just about one guy. It's people, other players on the floor, and Giannis would be the first one to say that. I know he always does that. And people in the organization that do this on a daily basis know that, hey, you have to have organization, you have to have structure, you have to have the right coach, you have to have the right person in the front, right person and people in the front office doing their job. So John is, I knew how talented he was. He was, had Jeff there with me, and other great guys, Dave Dean, man, Billy McKinney, Dave Babcock, guys like that, man, that were like, I appreciated them so much. But, John was kind of like my lifeline, a lot of things that we did there, and a very talented, bright guy, really bright guy. And I'll tell you what else, John is a very good evaluator of talent. You know, that John hadn't gone out that much. You know, in Detroit, he didn't go out at all. And in Milwaukee, he initially didn't go out a whole lot. And as soon as he started going out, and I started listening to his evaluations and talking about players, I said, man, this guy is really, really good.
When you say going out, is that like dating girls or going out evaluating players?
Going out scouting.
Okay, scouting. Okay, okay, because I'm a football guy. I don't know what that means.
Same sort of thing, you know.
Same sort of thing.
John is a very good evaluator, really smart, and another guy, high character, high moral character, and, you know, the kind of right kind of person you want representing your organization.
I just think John Hammond, and maybe I'm overstating this, but Rod Thorne did a lot in his career, but he'll always be attached to drafting Michael Jordan. I don't think it'll be any different for you. You'll always be attached to drafting Giannis, and you'll always have a job in the NBA because everybody's waiting for you to draft the next Giannis. That's how this is going to play out.
You know, Sparky, it's funny you say that. I was with Rod the year before last. We were somewhere on the road, and someone walked up to him and said, hey, aren't you the guy who drafted Michael Jordan? And he said, I am. And last year, as Giannis was playing as well as he was, Rod and I, we still talk, just, you know, another great guy, great NBA guy and a friend, you know. And at one point, you know, he said to me, he goes, you know, Johnny, I think someday somebody's going to walk up to you and do the same thing they did to me about Michael. So, hey, always proud to be attached to something like that. And once again, a special player, special person.
Well, and we thank you for drafting him, John. He's flourished into a heck of a basketball player, and this team has as well. And they'll meet your Orlando Magic tomorrow down at your place. We appreciate you taking the time out to join us today.
Real quick, what's the weather like down there, John?
Man, it's a Chamber of Commerce day today. Probably 73 degrees, beautiful bright blue sky. One of those days.
We're expecting a winter storm tonight. We have a winter storm warning and about 7 inches of snow, John.
Yeah, so. John. Because the reason why I asked you that question because I was going to tell you that we were expecting 12 inches of snow tonight.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. You don't miss it, right?
Those are my. That's my roots. You know, I grew up in Zion, and I'm a Midwest guy, but hey. This ain't all bad
either. I want to go to Florida, John. I'm going to keep it straight 100. That's where I want to be.
Gary was just hoping you'd take him with you.
Yeah, for sure.
John, appreciate it, man. Thank you very much, and hopefully we'll talk soon, all right?
You know, I always appreciate you guys. Always have over the years, too. Thanks so much.
Thank you. There's John Hammond, now general manager of the Orlando Magic, formerly of the Milwaukee Bucks, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans. Those right here in our community since 1935. I can tell you this much, Sparky. That man, for that story, will never have to pay for a drink in this city ever again.
Well, you wouldn't think so, but we're cheap in Milwaukee. But, you know...
Well, they got 2-for-1s here, though.
They do.
Yeah. Double bubble. You know, the one thing about Hammond was, if you talk to anybody that was around that organization or knew John Hammond, like Ted Davis, tell you all kinds of stories, that dude was one of and is one of the nicest guys you will ever come across. And the stuff he did, tell about people he kind of rarely, probably didn't even know all that much, was just absolutely amazing. And I've told this story off the air, I think. Is John still on hold? You can tell John thank you very much for coming on. You can tell John thanks so much for coming on. He's still on hold, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go. I've told this story before, and there was another sports talk show host in this town who is no longer with us, who passed away, Steve Haywood, on another radio station. And Steve Haywood was a huge Bucks guy like I was, and he and I would talk constantly about the Bucks all the time. And when Steve ended up in the hospital, John Hammond called him immediately to see how he was. John Hammond called Steve Haywood every single day to see how Steve Haywood was. The general manager of an NBA team, talk show host. Tell me another GM that's going to do that. I don't think you can find one.
No. And John Hammond will be remembered in this city for a long time, but just how much credit will he get for this Bucks team that seemingly is continually on the rise and only going up from here? We'll talk about that next. The Wendy's Big Show. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellers, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, with you till 6 o'clock on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.